Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. For other sponsorship opportunities, please reach out. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samechei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, starting Halacha Gimel in the bottom of the Samech Dal Damun Beis. Zog the Mishnah. V'Oid Klal Echad Omru. They said another rule, because we started the Perek by saying Klal Gadol. There is the rule, and that's where the Perek starts. We have here another rule. Something which is appropriate to put aside, and people do put it aside. So the Pashup Shah means it's something which is people usually use, and it has the shear that you need in order to take it out. Someone took it out on Shabbos, is chayav chatos. The kol she'inu kosher lehatzniya, ve'imatzniyim kamoyu. Meaning, either it's not something which usually people keep, or you don't have the proper shear. Someone who took it on Shabbos not chayav unless it's somebody who did put it aside. Explains the Gemara. Rav Chuna b'Shem Ablozer. What does it mean kosher la'atzliya? That's the right thing to be matzniya. Says the Gemara, la'avodazaris amos. Someone which is not appropriate to put aside is something which is put for avodazar. Not supposed to keep it. Talk about something which is osur behano. But avodazara, one is chayav or tzosoy, because it does have some chashivas, the Torah gave it chashivas. Though when the Mishnah says kosher latzniyah is referring to shear as well, referring to something that doesn't have the right shear. And according to this, as the Pimoisha points out, the first two sentences of the Mishnah go together. Kol kosher latzniyah umatzniyim kamoyu, meaning he has the right shear that is right to be matzniyah, and people usually use it. Continues the Gemara of Samechei Amud Alef, is tani tani, some have the girso, chayav chatos, is tani tani, kolshu. Meaning, do we say, once you have it, you chayav chatos, or there's another girso, chayav kolshu, even the smallest amount is chayav. Mando, ma chayav chatos, mesei alef chizdo. The one that says chayav chatos can work with Rav Chizdo. Because we said, if you have the right shear, so it's chayav chatos. You don't have the right shear, it's not chayav chatos. But according to Mandoma, it says the girsa is kolshu. So what does it say? Something which is kosher latzniyah, you chayav kolshu. So it can't be like according to Rav Chisda, the kosher latzniyah means that there is the right shear, because then it's not kolshu. And now we talk according to the first two Mandomim, something which is avodah zarah, something which is a surbano. So he'll be chayav kolshu. What does it mean chayav kolshu? So Rav Chaim explains, we talk about someone who put it aside. That once somebody made a chashu and put it aside, so even somebody else who puts it out, who takes it out, is chayav. So that's what it says, kolshu, once it was being nichshav, someone was machshav it, so then everybody else is chayav as well. You know what it means, something which is not kosher latzriya? Like a moich, meaning the pad that a woman puts for her needle, that's something which people don't put aside. It's not kosher latzniya, but some people need to use it. The nida needs to use it, but it doesn't really have a chashivas. And Reb Chaim explains, this man damar holds that isur ana, you do chayav even mekosho. Halacha da'al zog de mishta. Hamoitzi tevin kemeloi pipor. The shear of straw is the size of the mouth of a cow, because the cows eat straw. Eitzo kemeloi pigomo. Eitzo is a different type of straw. It's called tevin shalkitniyos. And that is appropriate for a camel to eat. A camel is a different size. It's larger than a cow. Amir, kemeloi pitoli. Amir is grain. And that's the size of the mouth of a sheep. Asovim, grass, kemeloi pigdi, like the size of the mouth of a goat. Alei shum ve'alei bitzolim, the leaves of garlic or onions. Lochim, if it's moist, kigurger is the size of a fig, because it's roi for an adam. V'yaveishim, if it's dry, kemeloi pigdi, the size of the mouth of a goat. V'yamitztarfim zeh zeh, p'shelo shov b'shurim. You don't join the shurim together. I mean, if you have different items, they don't join together for one shear, because it's different shurim. We'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't join for the smaller shear, but it does join for the larger shear. Hamoitzi oichlim kegorgeris. Any food comes out with the size of a fig. Mitztarvim zen zen, all foods joined together, they're all the same size. Chutzvik lipeim, you don't count their shells, the peels, the galinim, the pits, the oikzen, their stems, the subun, umursanon, is the dirt that goes, comes out with them, the grit and bran. Rabbi Yudoim, Rabbi Yudoim says, chutz v'klipe adoshim izbash loshim imoim, adoshim, type of lentils. So there, the peels are cooked with them, and therefore they chashav, and one is chayav on these peels. Look to Gemara. Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Yosef, Gedol, B'shem, Rabbi Yosef, B'chanino. Chomer mashim l'kal, v'in kal mashim l'chomer. Meaning, a shear, which is more chomer, which is smaller, can join a shear, which is larger, to be mashed in the larger shear. But not the opposite. And the Gemara explains, asovim, grass, meshlimim l'tevin. Because tevin, we said, is the size of the mouth of a cow, the larger shear. Asovim is the size of a goat, a smaller shear. So you could put that asovim to be mashlim, the larger shear, which is the size of the mouth of the cow. Ein tevin mashlim l'asovim. But that doesn't work the opposite. Meaning, if you have the asovim, which is the size of the mouth of a goat, and you fill in with straw, it won't fill it up because it's not food which is meant for the goat. Says the Gemara Tamatanin, and we learned over there, a Mishnah and Meseches Me'ilo regarding Tumo. Habeged v'asak, you have clothing. Sack is a sack, which is thicker. Asak v'aor, or you have a sack together with the leather, which is something which needs a bigger shear for Tumo. Haor v'amapots, mapots is something which is very thick, which is used for sitting on it. So mitztarfim zeh mzeh. They join together, even though they have different shearing, because the size of the beg in order to get Tumo is 3x3. The sack is 4x4. Or is 5x5. And the mapots is 6x6. But they still join together. So it says more why. They all can be together for one shear, for the shear of sitting. What does it mean? Because you can use it as a tlai, as a patch on the mirdas of a chamor. When you put a saddle of a donkey, if there's a little hole in it, you could create a patch the size of a tefach of any one of these materials. So these materials will be the size of a tefach, be the same size in some oifen, in some way, they will be the same size. So therefore they join together. Says the Moravir, Boy, Nicho, Yitztarfu, L'moyshov, Sheken, Shovu, L'moyshov, Betefach. Behoitso, Minayin, that's the Gersa of Chaim. Meaning the only reason by Tumo we say they join together, because there's a place where they're the same shear. But by Yitzah, how do we say all things join together? We say that something which is more chomer joins the shear which is more kal. Why? They are not the same shear. The shear of a cow is not the shear of a goat. We said they join together for the bigger shear. By Tumo, we find they join together only because there's some measurement that they're all the same. But if there's nothing that they are the same, who says they join together? Answers the Gemara of Samechem with base, Omev. Ezra Kamira, Manush can shovel basic. There is a shear there together. When you want to use them to cook, cooking, what's the shear of cooking? To cook a small egg, an egg of a chicken. So all the shear could join together if you want to use it for hasek, for burning. That or my hasek? Meaning there, that's the normal shear that you can use that item to come and use it for a patch. But here, these items are not meant to be used as fuel to burn them. So why by itself you join them together? The more it doesn't answer this question, but brings another one who says similar answer. Oh, my blows up basic and basic, you can show a basic because they sheet the same shear when you want to use them as fuel. Oh, Malay, nitni behoitso beitzokal. Similar to question before, you should say that when you want to use them to cook a easy egg, I mean the egg of a chicken, so then the same shear, but not on a regular itself, then they should not join together. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Hananya brings a mashal. Kubdo mashrim lepisoso, meaning the meat joins the bread. Ve pisoso le mashlama le kubdo. The bread doesn't join the meat. I mean, there's no more bread in a meal than the meat. So therefore, the meat can join the bread for a shear of a bread. But the meat, which is smaller, it's more chash of a shear, the bread doesn't join it to be mashrim the shear of the meat. So you may similarly as sovi mashlim in the tevil. The grass joins the shear of the tevil, which is a bigger shear for the size of the mouth of a cow. And in a tevil mashlim la sovim, but the straw doesn't join the grass for the shear of the grass. So similar to what we said before, just with the mashal of the meat and the bread. Sigma tani ravishayo tzi tevil leporo kemiloi pipor. He took out straw, the size of the cow, when he's intending to give it to the cow. But hoitzi tevin legdi kemeloi pigdi is also chayav. If he's taking straw and is intending to give it to the goat, So that will be the size of the mouth of the goat, because he wants to use it for the goat. So ask the Gemara, if so, someone takes food for a sick person who eats less the size of a fig, which is the normal size, he will be chayov. Because according to what Shai says, it goes based on his intention. And the Gemara brings it as a shayla without an answer. So the Gemara, and we're using the Gersa of Chaim, Shim hoitzi asovim leporo kemloi pigdi shu chayov. If he took a grass, which is appropriate for a goat, but he brought the amount, which is what he took out for the intention to give it to a cow, he still gives chayov on the size of the goat, even though he's not intending to give it to a goat, he's intending to give it to a cow. So it is where coming to east the chum is like kulo. Don't think of Rishayo. What he said that straw is the size, the shear of a straw is the size of the mouth of a cow. But if he's intending to give it to a goat, it will be a smaller amount. So he's going lechumro. That we agree, go lechumro. But lekula does not work. So the grass is the size of the small amount, the amount of a goat. He decides to give it to a cow, he still be higher for the smaller shear. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabboim Rechia Boy. He asks a question. We learned at the end of the Mishnah that if you have lentils with their peel, he's chayav on it. So he said, Agatzvach, think to yourself, Shehim betavshe kegogeris. If the food itself has less than gogeris, but the peels have the size of gogeris, uchegogeris mevatel kegogeris? Meaning, doesn't the peels that are larger than the food, it's not mevatel the food inside? So according to the reading of the Mishnah, it says that the peels do count. To what extent do you say that? Do you say that even if the peels are much more than the food? And the food doesn't have kashir? So the Gemara brings that as a question, as a shaya, how does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Ze'er b'chanino b'shem b'chanino. Hadadat omar b'adumus, ab'shchayris parshus. And the lentil that we said that the peels joined them is only red lentils. But the black ones, the peels fall off and they don't cook together well with the lentils, and it's not chayav on those peels. With this, we end the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hadronach Perek Klal Gadol Be'ezer Hashem, and with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samechei.